Good morning.
大家早上好。
It's such a great honor and a privilege to be here.
我非常荣幸能够来到我们的当中。
Thank you, Professor Allen and our chaplain, Reverend Guo Kiao, and especially Dr. Xiao for inviting me over to speak in your chapel service this morning.
我们谢谢邵院长还有吴牧师邀请我来到这边这个早会讲道。
Let me also bring greetings from your partner school, Asian Theological Seminary. We are like BSOP, training graduates for pastoral and church work.
我也是代表我们亚洲神学院带来我们的问候。其实我们都是伙伴学校。
We have been in existence for 45 years, and we are training pastors, counselors, Bible teachers, school administrators, community workers, and missionaries.
亚洲神学院已经有45年的历史，我们也栽培各种不同的服事人员。
Let us pause for prayer as we commit this time of sharing to the Lord.
我们先停下来，我们在神的面前安静，我们一起来祷告。
Lord God, we praise your holy name and we magnify your name in our midst. We thank you for this time that we can listen to your word. We pray, dear Lord, that your Holy Spirit will be with us to guide and direct our sharing together around your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. I brought with me a very simple PowerPoint for this morning's message.
今天早上我所带来的这个 PPT 是非常简单的。
But more than the slides in my PowerPoint, I hope that you will see instead that my points have power.
但是虽然我的点很少，但是希望你们可以看到这些很少的点有很有能力。
The power from the Holy Spirit that would at least give, you know, the empowerment for the speaker.
其实我指的是圣灵的所带来的这个能力。
I've entitled the message, as you have seen before, Fulfilling God's Mission in Our Time.
今天早上我们的题目是在我们的世代能够完成神所给我们的托付或者使命。
And I'd like to share a simple acronym.
我们可以用一个很简单的这个对偶的句子。
To remember the main points of the message. And the acronym is simple.
好像我们可以很简单，也可以记得今天的信息。
It stands for today's leaders.
当然这个很简单的词也代表今天的带领者。
And it's TDL, today's leaders.
所以三个很简单的英文的字母 TDL, 也就是今天的领袖们。
Yeah. And this is based in Paul's prayer in Colossians 1, what we have just read. And I believe this message addresses the need for today's leaders.
今天我们就是根据刚才所读的哥罗西书第一章那一段的经文，我深信这也是对我们今天的带领者说的话。
We face major challenges in our time, and I've listed those challenges in today's Christian mission.
在今天所谓基督徒的使命的当中，我们面对很多不同的挑战，正如在前面所列出来的。The
problem of credibility in the lives of Christians.
一方面是我们基督徒生命的这个真实性。
Religious pluralism, the reality of many religions, and the belief that all roads lead to heaven.
在我们的四周有很多不同类的宗教多元化，是否是每一条道路可以通到天堂呢？
And the challenge of increasing suffering in the world.
另外一个挑战，也就是在这个世界里面，我们看到更多的苦难。
We have to think of doing God's mission in the light of these challenges.
所以我们应该 记得这些今天的挑战，好叫我们能够去做出神所要我们做的工作。
And for me, this means having leaders that are TDL leaders, Christian leaders with transformed lives, defending the faith and letting God be God.
对我来说，这是意味着我们今天的领袖，他们是有转变的生命，能够活出基督生命的这些领袖。
First, the T in TDL for today's leaders fulfilling God's mission.
第一，我们讲到第一个字母 T， 就是今天的这些的领袖。
Today's leaders, first of all, need to show evidence of transformed lives.
今天的领袖，他必须能够彰显出一个转变的生命。
Colossians 1:13 to 14 talks about the gospel as being rescued from the dominion of darkness to the kingdom of the Son, in whom we have redemption through the forgiveness of sins.
在哥罗西书第一章十一节到第十三节的当中，我们看到这个福音是救我们脱离黑暗的权势，迁移到爱子的国度里，让我们得蒙救赎，罪得赦免。
The gospel is about being delivered from darkness into the kingdom of light.
福音是让我们脱离黑暗，进入爱子光明的国度里。
There is a transfer that takes place where we are transferred into the kingdom of Jesus, which involves new life.
所以这边有一个转变，或者我们被转到一个新的生命里头。
This gospel impacts our lives and the lives of others in the world.
这个福音是大大的转化或者影响我们的生命，也影响很多人的生命。
In verse 6 it says there, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing.
所以在第六节也有提到，这个福音是在结果子，也在成长中。
It results in transformed lives.Which is the fruit and the growth of believers.
所以这个福音所带来的果效，也就是在信徒的生命里面有成长，有结果子。
In verses 4 and 5, the evidence of transformed lives is not merely outside, but inside in terms of faith, hope, and love coming from the heart.
所以四节、五节那边有提到一个信徒他的转变不单是外在的，更是从内在所发出来的信、望、爱这三方面。
It is this transformed lives which gives life and energy and attraction to the church toward unbelievers.
也是因为这个转变的生命能够发出一种的吸引力，能够让还没有信主的人能够被吸引到主的教会里。
I was in Singapore last week with a conference for a conference of schools in the Southeast Asian region.
上一周我在新加坡参加一个神学院的一些讨论的会议。
Along with some of our faculty here with Dr. Chu Eng and also Dr. Irene.
我们当中陈博士、林博士也在这个会议的当中。
But there was a concern among Koreans.That the growth of the church has either plateaued, you know, it's stopped, or is going down.
但是我们的这些参加的人特别是韩国来的同工他们有提出一个很重要的事情，就是好像在他们的国家里面，这个教会的成长好像已经来到一个顶点，没有再进步了，甚至可能在走下坡。
It is declining because of the fall.Of high-profile Christian leaders.
为什么会走下坡呢？乃是因为在他们的国家里面有很多知名度很高的这些领袖，他们跌倒了。
So the delegates from the schools in Korea are saying we have to go back to the need for spiritual formation in schools.
所以这些韩国来的代表，他们是建议我们要回到原来，我们说我们需要回到灵命的塑造。
This is so crucial.
这是非常关键性的。
the spiritual life, the private life of Christian leaders.
也就是这些基督徒领袖他们个人的领命。
Someone has said, private victories come before public victories.
有一个人说得很好，个人的得胜是在团队的得胜之前。
Who you are in private, in secret, will spell the difference how you will run the race of Christ.
那个在内室里面的你来决定你会如何来奔跑这一条的道路。
Our character matters the most.
我们的品格是最重要的。
So let me ask you, how do you deal with your private life?
我们来问一个问题，你怎么样来处理你个人的生活呢？
How's your character?
你的品格是如何呢？
How are you when you get angry?
当你生气的时候，你是怎么表现呢？
What's your behavior at home in your families?
你在你的家庭当中，你的表现又如何呢？
How do you handle money and finances?
你怎么样处理或者管理你的财务呢？
Are you really a good steward of the money that the Lord has entrusted to you?
神所托付你的这些财务，你是不是一个好的管家呢？
How are you in your family life?
你的家庭生活如何呢？
How do you treat your wife and your children or your husband and your children?
你怎么来对待你的配偶或者你的孩子们呢？
This is at the heart of Christian mission.
这个其实也就是我们说基督教使命的核心。
Transformed lives and character.
也就是转化的生命，有好的这个灵命。
Academics or knowledge is all right and is needed.
知识和学术固然是好的。
Paul puts high premium on learning. We all know that Paul was learned.
我们知道保罗也是一个很有学问的人，他也强调要继续的学习。
But Paul blends knowledge with worshipful devotion to God.
但是保罗是把知识和我们对神的敬畏是融合在一起的。
A former president of ATS said,PhD.
以前
PhD does not stand for permanent head damage.
以前有一个我们的前任院长，他曾经这样说，也就是 PhD 就是这个博士，英文这三个字母并不是代表一个你的这个头脑永远坏掉了。
Does your learning lead you closer to Christ or away?From Christ.
你的学习是让你更加的亲近耶稣呢，还是离主更远呢？
A transformed life involves sharing the good news.
一个转化的生命也包含我们会乐意的去传扬福音。
Not just through your character, but also, you know, in word and in deed.
所以当我们传福音的时候，借着你的品格，也借着你的言行。
Have we been sharing Christ day in and day out in our witness for the Lord?
我们是否是天天在向人家分享福音呢？
Sometimes as Asians, we overemphasize harmony in relationships.
很多时候我们亚洲人太强调和谐。
And we become embarrassed or timid in sharing our faith.
因此当我们要传福音的时候，我们会很害怕或者说会很害羞。
Paul says in Colossians 1 verse 6, all over the world the gospel is growing.
保罗在一章六节说，这个福音在整个世界还是一直在增长。
The gospel is personal, but it has a worldwide reach and impact.
这个福音有我们个人的一面，但是它更是要影响这整个的世界。
In verse 23, it says the same thing. The gospel is for all.
23节他也说，这个福音是要给万民的。
It comes by hearing and thus by sharing the gospel to people.
是要借着人能够听到这个福音，因此人必须要去传这个福音。
Transformed lives are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
一个转化的生命必定不会以福音为耻。
So that's T, transformed lives.
所以 T 代表这个转化的生命。
Now the D.
我们也看看这个第二个字母 D.
So it's not a secret anymore. It's shown there.
所以这不是一个秘密了，已经都写出来了。
D stands for defending the faith.
D 代表我们是维护我们的信心或者我们的信仰。
Transformed lives, defending the faith.
用一个转化的生命来维护我们的信仰。
We live in a time when the supremacy of Christ is challenged on many sides.
我们活在这个世代的当中，耶稣基督他的这个至高的全权，有很多人在挑战他。
Christianity is challenged by pluralism and worldliness.
这个世界，或者说这个世界里面的多元化，也是挑战着我们基督的信仰。
A friend of mine who was about to share the gospel to someone whom he met at the airport.
我有一个朋友，他在机场的时候想要跟另外一个人分享福音。
He shared with him the gospel. He shared with him the gospel to this person.
他已经把这个福音向他传讲了。
And the other person said, "That might be true for you, but it's not true. It might not be true for me."
他对那个我的朋友说，这个福音对你来说也许是真的，但是对我来说不一定是真的。
This is the kind of world we live in nowadays.
这也是今天我们所活的这个世界。
What they call relativism.
或者我们所说的是相对。
Well,
是相对的。
My friend asked the person.
所以我的朋友就问这个人。
Well, why not?
就问他为什么对你来说这个福音不一定是真的呢？
Why can't it not be true for you if it's true for me?
他就问他如果对我来说是真实的，为什么对你来说不能是真实的呢？
We need to know how to defend the gospel.
我们必须知道如何来为我们所信的来辩护。
A Christian woman was preaching Christ in a market town in China.
在中国有一个姊妹在市场里面向人传福音。
And a scholar heard her, and you know, courteously he said to the lady,Madam, you speak well, but why do you dwell on Jesus Christ?
有一个学者听到他所讲的，就对他很客气的对他说，你说的很好，但是你为什么一定要讲基督呢？
Why don't you leave Christ out of the picture?
你把耶稣呢，从你所讲的拿掉。
Instead of Jesus Christ, tell us about God.
你不要讲基督，但是你就告诉我们说关于神的事情。
And the lady replied,
这个姐妹就回答说
Sir, what can we know about God if it were not for Jesus Christ?
先生，如果不是为了基督，我们怎么能够认识神呢？
The scholar wanted to take away Jesus from our understanding of God.
这个学者他想把耶稣从我们对神的认识除掉。
And the lady was so wise.
但这个姐妹非常的聪明。
Jesus reveals who God is.
因为耶稣是彰显神本身。
We need to know how to defend our faith in this time.
在我们的时代里面，我们应该怎么样知道怎么样如何来维护我们的信仰。
Paul, during his time, was responding to false teachers in his day.
保罗在他的时代也常常要反驳这些异端。
And during that time, the false teachers were saying, Christ is just one among the many gods.
那个时候的假师父会说耶稣只不过是很多的神里面的一位。
So that there are other gods and angels who are on the throne of God.
所以在神的这个宝座前还有其他的神，还有这些天使。
Paul says,No, only God in Christ seats on the throne.
保罗说不是的，只有基督坐在和神同坐在宝座上。
Christ is supreme and preeminent.
耶稣是全权至上的。
He has delivered us from darkness to light.
他已经把我们从黑暗转移到光明的国度里。
He is the creator of the universe and all things cohere in him.
他也是万物的主宰，一切也都是靠他联络起来。
He is the visible image of the invisible God.
他也是那看不见神的真相。
He has dethroned all the principalities and powers.
一切的所为，这一些权位统治者都要附在他的下面。
Paul does not just proclaim Christ and defend Christ by words.
所以保罗不单单是用这个语言来宣告传扬基督。
As I have said, Paul's route in proclaiming Christ is by a positive defense of the faith.
正如我所说的，保罗他来维护这个啊，他来传扬基督，也是借着好好的来维护这个信仰。
Support your belief in Christ by a credible life and witness.
并且你要用你的转化的生命来支持你所讲的。
Make Christ priority in your lifestyle and let people see the difference your faith makes.
让人看出你的生命的第一位就是基督，也看到基督如何改变了你的生命。
Mahatma Gandhi once said,
甘地曾经这样说，
I like your Christ, I do not like your Christians.
我喜欢你的基督，但是我不喜欢你们这些基督徒。
Your Christians are so unlike Christ.
因为你们这些基督徒跟基督很不相像。
Our lives should show the presence and the embodiment of Christ where we are.
我们无论在什么地方，我们的生命应该要能够让人看出基督在我们里面。
People should know the difference of Christ in our communities.
所以在我们的社区里面，人也应该知道啊，基督他可以怎么样转化我们。
One time I was invited to speak in a church here in Metro Manila.
有一次我在大明区也有人邀请我去讲道。
I went early to find the church.
我很早就离开，要找这个教会在哪里。
I arrived early but could not find the address of the church.
虽然我很早就到达了，但是就是找不到。
I asked around but people do not know the church.
我在附近问了一下，好像没有人知道这个教堂。
I was getting desperate.
那个时候我就有一点点着急了。
I will be late.
我会迟到。
And I still could not find the church.
但是我还是找不到这个教堂。
Finally, I stopped.
结果我就停下来。
I went to this poor community in the slums.
我就去找这些贫民区的人。
They're just by the road.
他们就在路边。
And I asked them, do you know this address? Do you know this church?
我就问他们，你知道这个地址吗？你知道这个教堂吗？
I asked several people.
我问了好几个人。
And they said, sorry, we don't know.
他们都说对不起，我们不知道。
So I was so discouraged.
我真的很着急，也很失望。
I was going back to the car.
我在走回到车上的时候。
And then I looked up.
然后我举头看一下。
It was just in front of them.
就在我的面前。
The community does not feel.The presence of the church around them.
这个社区的人没有感觉到这个教会就在他们的中间。
Transform lives, defend the faith by living it out.
改变的生命，维护我们的信仰，要活出我们的生命。
Making an impact for Christ in our communities.
要在我们社区里面来带来这个转化。
T, D, and finally L.
最后我们讲 L 这个字母。
Christians with transformed lives, defending the faith, and letting God be God.
所以有这些转化 的信徒他们也能够知道怎么样维护他的这个信仰，但是他们呢会让神来做神。
Fulfilling God's mission in our time means increasing one's faith in the sovereignty of God.
所以我们在这个时代完成神的使命，是包含我们我们的信心的增长，就要更加的认识神。
That we fall in awe and wonder of God's power and God's greatness.
当我们看到神的全权，他的这个可畏的时候，我们会存一个敬畏的心。
That's at the very heart of what mission is about.
其实我们说使命的核心就是这样。
Our text reminds us of Christ's supremacy in all things.
这个经文提醒我们，在一切的事上，上帝都是最高的。
In verse 17, it says, "In Christ, all things hold together."
十七节说，他在万有之先，万有也靠他而存在。
What makes the universe hold together?
这个宇宙是怎么能够这样存在呢？
What makes the universe not chaotic and ordered is Christ.
怎么样让这个宇宙是这么有条理而不会混乱呢？
For instance, gravity, which keeps things fixed in a certain place and regulates the movements of things, is an expression of the mind of Christ the Lord.
因此包括我们所谓的地心吸力，是提醒我们耶稣在掌权。
Christ holds all things in the universe.
是基督他掌握着这个宇宙。
But the Bible says,
但圣经说，
This Lord of the universe,
这个宇宙的主，
is also the crucified one.
也就是那一位被钉十字架的主。
The one through whom God reconciles all things in heaven and on earth.
神也是借着他让这个天上地下所有的一切能够促成和平。
Verse 21 to 23 talks about redemption through his blood.
所以20到23节讲到我们救赎是透过他的宝血。
Sometimes we get so familiar that we miss the point that it was a very, dirty, bloody thing that happened on the cross.
有些时候我们讲到主的血，我们太熟悉了，反而会觉得啊，这是一个很肮脏的东西。
In the sovereignty of God, He holds the universe.
但在神的主权下，他掌握这个宇宙。
But also through Christ, the pain and the suffering of the world is held together by Him.
但是呢，借着基督，这整个世界的苦难跟痛苦也被他掌握了。
The blood of Christ has rescued us from the dominion of darkness.
基督的宝血救我们脱离罪的辖制。
The darkness of our lives, the pain and the suffering is taken in by Christ on the cross.
我们的生命里面的痛苦，我们的疼痛也都被耶稣基督吸取进去了。
The pain and the suffering was overcome through the deliverance and the pain and the love of our Savior.
所以我们的救主他为我们承担了这一切的痛苦苦难。
I don't know about you, but in my many years of ministry, one of the things that could easily weigh me down is the exposure to suffering.
对我来说，在我很多年侍奉的当中，有一样东西常常会变成我的一个重担，也就是这些苦难。
We are not in heaven yet.
我们还没有到天堂。
The Christian life is not all rosy.
我们的所谓基督徒的生活并不是那么这个平顺的。
Many things are unexplainable.
有很多我们不能够解释的事情发生。
I was invited to pray at the book launch of one of BSOP's alumni, Dr. Grace Ku.
我们一个校友，当他在发行他所写的书的时候，他邀请我过去为他祷告。
And one of those who would be responding to her book,
有另外一个人要对他所写的来做一个回应。
encountered an accident along the way.
啊，他要来的当中，在路上就遇到这个车祸了。
That's nothing new. Christians are not exempt from trials and pain.
其实这并不是什么新奇的事，基督徒也都常常会经历试炼。
Dr. Grace Koo said, "People need the Lord."
啊，我们的这位校友上官姐妹她说，人需要我们的主。
And it's not just for non-Christians.
不只是给不信的人。
We Christians need the Lord.
我们基督徒，我们也需要主。
Especially when we encounter trouble, pain, and suffering in our ministry.
特别当我们在服事的当中，我们也面对很多的痛苦，很多的苦难。
Last year, we lost a dear friend in his mid-30s.
去年我们有一位很好的朋友，他三十多岁而已，他被主接走了。
He died in a tragic accident.
他在一个车祸过世了。
In one of the highways going back to Manila.
就当他要回到马尼拉，在这个高速路上的时候。
It was during Mother's Day.
并且那一天是母亲节。
They were on the way to check out the retreat center in Zambales.
他们那次是到 Zambales 要看看那个场所，他们显然是这个夏令会所要用的地方。
And they were driving, he was driving the van, and it tumbled over when it had a flat tire.
但是当他开车的时候，一个轮胎爆了，他们就翻转好几次。
We cried, and we cried.
我们一直的哭泣。
Unexplainable.
很难解释。
But the Bible says the one who lords, who is Lord of the universe, the one who holds together the stars, the heavens, is also the one who died on the cross and bore our suffering.
但是圣经告诉我们，那一位掌管这个宇宙的，也同样是他来承担我们一切的痛苦。
For us as Christian workers,
对我们服事主的人来说，
the question arises, how can we ever sustain a presence of comfort and encouragement when we minister to others?
也就是当我们在服事的当中，当我们去服事别人的时候，我们自己怎么能够得到安慰和稳定呢？
Especially when suffering and troubles become really evident in our own ministry.
特别在我们的服事当中，很真实的有很多的难处。
Paul is saying in Colossians 1, let God be God.
保罗在哥罗西书第一章所说的很简单的意思，让神来做神，或者是让神来掌权吧。
We are not God.
我们不是神。
The same Lord who created the universe is also the same Lord who died bleeding on the cross.
那一位掌管这个宇宙的，也是同样那一位在十字架上流宝血的。
And the cross is inseparable from the resurrection of Christ.
而这个十字架跟耶稣基督的复活也是不能够分开的。
There are many things that could weigh us down.
有很多东西会让我们沉下来。
Financial worries.
可能是经济问题。
Sickness.
病痛。
Relationships that are in trouble.
这个人际的关系。
What are your worries this morning?
你今天早上你的忧虑是什么呢？
What is weighing you down?
或者有什么事情是成为你的重担呢？
Let God be God.
让神在你的生命里面做神。
How then do we again fulfill God's mission in our time?
在我们这个时代里面，我们如何来完成神的使命呢？
With the problems of credibility,the increase of suffering and pluralism, what is the response of today's leaders?
在这个道德很有问题的时候，在苦难很多的这个世代，在这个世代有多元化的宗教的当中，我们怎么来面对呢？
Today's leaders, TDL,
今天的领袖们，
Let's recite.
我们一起来说。
Together, transform lives.
改变的生命。
Defending the faith.
维护我们的信仰。
And letting God be God.
让神做神。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, I pray for this community, brothers and sisters in Christ here in BSOP. Lord, you've called them in such a time as this. I pray that you will meet everyone where they are in their walk with you. I pray that you will preserve us from the evil one. I pray that our lives will show a life worthy of the calling that we have in Christ. For our concerns and worries as workers, may you meet them, Lord, for your name's sake. I pray for the leadership of BSOP. Thank you for the men and women here who are leading your work through this seminary. I pray your blessing and your favor for this work of God here in this community. Continue to raise more leaders for the vast ministry that is ahead of us in this work of God in Asia. I praise you and thank you through Christ our Lord. Amen.